Unit 4, Lesson 3, page 64. Meet the artist. In 1972, Pauline Adams' mum, who was pregnant, went to a James Brown concert. She was rushed from the show to Albany Memorial Hospital, where Pauline Adams was born. Anything she heard in utero that night had a big impact because, just like James Brown, Pauline is an inventor and innovator and a source of creative ideas. And she has been inspiring many slam poets for the last decade.
The greatest slam poets have not been born yet. They are waiting patiently for the past to pave the way.
Please welcome slam poet Pauline Adams.
I'm really glad to be here.
It's really nice to have you here. So, I've been looking through your biography, and I see that you've been in the game for quite a while. About 20 years, is that right?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I've performed in public since I graduated from school, so that's probably about 20 years. Yeah, that's right.
Tell me, how did you come to slam poetry?
The first official play I did was in third grade. I did Antony and Cleopatra and played Cleopatra, and I think I started rhyming soon after. During my first year at university, I was invited to a poetry reading by a boy who was cute, so I went, and I saw them reading on stage, and I think it all really started at that moment. So, as you can see, I've been slamming for quite a long time.
Could you tell us about your influences?
Well, I've been influenced by so many things since I got into slam poetry. You see, I've studied theater, I've studied a lot of Shakespeare, you know, classical writers, I've studied hip-hop and street dancing, and I've studied history.
Wow. There are a few popular slam poets at the moment. Have you ever met any of them?
I have, yes. I've already met Taylor Molly. I think he is one of the best slam poets working today.
And have you ever considered slamming with him?
Well, not yet, but why not? At the moment, I'm preparing Lausanne Slam Festival. For the last few months, I've been working on some new poems, which I hope the jury will appreciate.
Thank you, Pauline.
Thank you.